Good morning. This is the 27th of November, 2018, and today we have Temperance and the Tower. Diffusing a bomb, literally. This is a weird and downright disturbing pair to see fall out together, but in the Tarot multiverse, there are, of course, several interpretations of this powerful combination, but none of them are exactly comfortable. Temperance is the giant haloed angel who patiently pours back and forth between two cups an unknown liquid, meticulously balancing and brewing seemingly incompatible ingredients harmoniously, making it all work. Back and forth, time, patience, and control. In olden times, one who did not mix his wine, that is, mix your no doubt extremely potent biblical private blend with some water, you were considered out of control, on the hard stuff. This looks like someone falling off the wagon hard. Temperance, temper, tempering. Controlling one's temper and emotions in general is advised by this calm, healing image. The angel has one foot on a grassy green bank and the other in a clear blue stream. Yellow flowers bloom at the angel's feet in the green grass. It is a peaceful scene. Temperance. Tempo. Time. This is vigilance, maintaining balance, the order of things, of oneself. A full-time job. Number 14 of the major arcana, 4 plus 1 is 5, and that's one edgy, nervous, conflicted, unbalanced number. That angel can pour all day, but 5 will never be a 4 or a 6. It is through careful, continued effort that he keeps an equal amount of liquid in both cups. The Tower. Well, it's a scary-looking card. Under a stormy, violent gray sky, lightning strikes a castle tower, which bursts into flames. We see the silhouettes of two humans falling into the huge, deep blue, white-capped waves that lap at the base of the tower. And Mars is pissed off here, and we don't even particularly roll out the welcome mat for Mars, even on his best days, if he has any. I heard the landing yesterday.
Be careful up there.
He doesn't look that friendly to me. Makes me want to plant trees. Bottle trees. They need very little water, grow a couple inches every damn day, and are evergreen. They're so cool. Oh, hell, I don't even want to look at these cards anymore. I just hope someone is negotiating like mad for peace somewhere right now, or someone is taking their sweet time as somebody or something else is about to, air quotes, blow. Endless back and forth. Another sad meaning of this pair is being forced out of a home after having been there a long time, but we could turn on the news for that. If we are fortunate enough to have a home in which to comfortably listen to the news. Here's another one. The sexual tension between two people is going to blow if they have to keep themselves in control any longer. There. I'd much rather consider that interpretation. The Tower is also considered a healing card in the way of finally ending something that was destined or had to end, or something you thought was essential to your life that crashed and burned finally. Or your appendix has been ready to blow for some time now, and did. Entertainment purposes only, people. Entertainment purposes only. Lose your temper. Clear the air. What the hell? You've tried everything. For a long time now. Just don't get physical or be an arsonist. The Tower comes in at number 16 of the major arcana. 6 plus 1 is 7. Another unstable number. And, strangely, the number of faith. We don't need it when things are easy. Go live. Love you. Bye.